Welcome to Parenting with Sisu, the podcast with an international perspective on family life in Finland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Parenting with Sisu. We're so happy you tuned in again. We're Robea.
Hello, Nora.
Katja.
And today we talk about parenting in Finland, how we feel about it, what we like and dislike, and how it influenced our parenting style.
Last time we spoke about parenting with Sisu and what it means to us. And now we want to talk about what parenting in Finland is like for us. We also asked our community about parenting in Finland and what they liked about it and what they disliked about it. And there were some very interesting thoughts, including how fair the society is and equal opportunities, work-life balance, free education, feeling safe in general, being able to rely on the system, having convenient infrastructure. Guys, do you have any things that you like, dislike?
I think for me personally, it's really not easy kind of to compare overall parenting in Finland per se, and then parenting overall in maybe other European countries, as I've never been a parent in any other country. So I can just say kind of like what I like in Finland, but I don't know if it's just really specifically to Finland or just overall, maybe in Europe. But one thing that I really, really enjoy is that I don't have to worry about baby friendliness in my everyday life. I know when I leave the house that I will find feeding chairs, I will find changing tables, I will find everything that is kind of like stroller accessible, that people are kids friendly, and I don't have to kind of worry about these really little things that are actually big things, kind of like where I'm going to change the diaper.
Missing, yeah.
Exactly, when they're missing, they're huge things, but when they're there, they seem like really, really small things to have.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, and on the other hand, I also love the feeling that I'm not being judged. I have the feeling that I can be whatever mom I want to be. Except for one thing that I'm going to come back to later when we talk about things that we dislike about parenting
in
Finland.
I have very similar thoughts, maybe just in general. I think that there's a lot of freedom to be the kind of parent that you want to be or that you feel comfortable being. And parenting is also made very easy in Finland, just starting with having so many different options. Like you can stay at home for a very long time if you want to. Then on the other hand, you can also go back to work very quickly and put your baby to daycare very fast. So it's really easy to just, you know, make choices that are comfortable for you. And ending with general acceptance to breastfeeding, for example, in public. I mean, it's still a controversial topic that kind of divides opinions, but in general, you can do it, and it's just so convenient that it is possible.
Yeah, that's true. You don't get thrown out of the bus for breastfeeding.
Yeah, I mean, you may get a few, like, bad looks.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say, like, I wanted to do it, like, very often, but it's just that sometimes when you really just don't find a proper place, you know, to go, and it's so easy to just do it.
So many times when we came back from the city, and we have a half an hour bus ride, metro ride, and the kids are getting grumpy, grumpy, so often breastfed in public transportation, and I agree, that's really nice. And I also agree, I wrote actually down the same thing that as Eleonora, that everything is so accessible. Also with strollers that you can get basically anywhere. I think, found any place in the Helsinki area, and I think neither in Tampere, where I would have wanted to go with the stroller and the kids, that I couldn't have gone because there was no elevator or anything.
Yeah, for me it happened only in a few restaurants in Helsinki, that there's a few steps or so that it was really inconvenient to go inside, but then usually there was somebody to help, or I could just ask the staff and they were like really happy to help. But
that you can ride the bus or public transportation with the stroller for free. I think that also makes many people move around with kids a lot more than what I see in other countries. Or also take the public transportation instead of a car. And what I also really like is that you usually don't really get comments on your parenting in public places. As you already said, maybe some strange looks, but usually people don't say anything, and you can be the parent that you feel you want to be. And my absolute favorite, you also mentioned it already, but that you can put the kids to daycare early as 9 months. As I mentioned before, my kids both went at 10 months to daycare, not because it was absolutely necessary for us. I mean, financially it would have been maybe a bit tight, but not impossible, but I just really didn't like staying at home. But I'll tell about more about that in another episode.
And what do you, like, is there anything that you dislike?
Now a very controversial topic is being raised by me, and I know that a lot of people maybe won't agree, or for sure won't agree, but I think that's my role in the podcast here.
I appreciate
I'm here to tell things to people that they don't want to hear about, but that maybe they should hear about. So one thing that I dislike in Finland is the breastfeeding fanaticism. It isn't as harsh as it sounds, but I just wanted to call it in that way, that it's very clear what I mean. It's the one and only thing I ever felt judged about in Finland from other moms. Kind of like the fact that I didn't breastfeed. It didn't happen really often, and it wasn't that bad for me personally, kind of like mentally. It didn't make me feel super bad. But because it was my own decision to not continue the breastfeeding after a few weeks after my sons were born.
But it could be something that could feel really horrible.
Exactly,
about.
Exactly. Because it's not always the people's choice that they don't breastfeed. So for some people, they just can't breastfeed for several reasons. So it's not just about how it was for me. And I always think that, like, if I would ever ask somebody why they're breastfeeding, they would probably be surprised by my question. So why can the people come to me and be like, oh, why are you bottle feeding?
Mm.
Why shouldn't I be bottle feeding? What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. And one thing that I think is that a lot of moms feel so pressured into it because of the society, and it's the best thing for your kid, and that they forget about themselves and their mental health, which is as important as the kids, or even more important at that point. Because if you're not mentally happy and mentally healthy, stable, the kid won't be happy either after some time.
Mm.
So no breast milk in the world can help with that. Mm. But
that's interesting, because I wrote that actually I feel like, I think I'll get to that a bit later as well, but that bottles are given quite easily. At least I feel like it's still with a little bit older nurses. That as soon as you say, and you're already in the hospital, that, oh, I think my baby doesn't get enough milk, they would just go and give formula.
I agree with that, that bottles are given, like, very liberally and very easily.
But then also breastfeeding, you should be at the same time, or, like,
the Neovola is kind of, it's kind of like, well...
They're not united,
but also it's a fine line. It's like, you need to breastfeed, you know, until 1 year, not longer or less. And yeah, bottle feed to supplement breastfeeding, you know, so...
What do you not like?
What do I not like? Well, I had this, like, word in mind, but I can't think of it in English. And kind of like this... performance pressure. I feel that there is this vibe, you know, in Finnish parenting, that you need to kind of perform a certain way. Like, there's people reading books, you know, and kind of trying to perform according to the norms or the trends right now. And so if you want to do baby-led weaning, then you do it like 100%, and you feel like so bad, you know, if it doesn't work out, or if something, or like, let's say breastfeeding, you know, people are so, like, feeling so pressured, like, oh, this is not working out the way I wanted it, and I feel like it's just making you feel, like, worse and worse, you know, emotionally. So, and also this certain helicopter vibe that I sense in, like, playgrounds and different group activities.
I agree with that one. I'm usually the mom that the people look at and are thinking, why aren't you doing anything? And I'm thinking, the kid can get up by himself. But
it's just like, I feel that the kids are fine. They're going to be okay if you're not, like, constantly looking after them. Like, if he's touching, if your baby's touching my baby, I'm totally fine with it. You don't have to take your baby away from my baby. Talking about very Finnish things, what would you say is a typical Finnish parenting
Well, I think that's a quite difficult question, and I think it really depends on kind of the type of the type of people that you are friends with. But for me or my Finnish friends, I would say that most of them are doing attachment parenting, they're breastfeeding, and maybe doing a combo of feeding purees and finger foods, in short.
If I think of my circle, it would be co-sleeping, baby-led weaning, as organic as possible. I literally know one person who did only purees. Breastfeeding on demand, authoritative parenting, and also fairly gender neutral.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, we had, when our first one was born, we actually had the idea that we would not dress her in pink and you know, like a bit more like this gender neutral. It didn't work out at all because there were so many cute pink things, but
I'm trying to do it a little bit with our boys that I buy for them, not only blue, gray, and I don't know, black, but also some purple things and some things that are colors, because I never understood this color gender thing. It's ridiculous, but
I learned about it now when I was trying to find a doll for my boy for his birthday, and they are all extremely pink, and I mean, I didn't even want just a blue one, but I mean, not that extremely pink, but that's another topic. Finnish parenting style, I don't know, I feel like kids kind of have to be quiet, which is difficult for me because my kids are not so quiet. But yeah, I kind of like respect other people also, and if they want quiet, then yeah, that. I feel like the word kiitos is very important in any kind of situations. That no matter if the kids are actually grateful or not, they just simply have to say it. What I already mentioned, that breastfeeding is very encouraged, fanatically or not. I don't know, I didn't come across that actually too much. I feel like bottles are given quite easily. On the other hand, like, I think as natural as possible, you mentioned the organic and the baby-led weaning, that as little as possible, like, produced stuff. Also, when it comes to birth, that natural birth is quite encouraged in other countries. You can simply go and say that, okay, I don't want to give birth naturally, please give me a C-section. In Finland, it's not, I think, that easy. You first have to go through some kind of talk.
It's not, you can't just get it. It has to have some kind of reason.
Medical reason. Yeah, and the sleep training thing is quite interesting. That it's still so promoted. Also in Neuvola, that okay, you have a problem. The child is still not sleeping through the night at, I don't know, half a year, and that then you get the paper where it tells you that how to sleep train the baby.
I love that part.
Yeah, I know.
6 months, you're not sleeping. Hell no. Good night.
Yeah, we just went through 2 years, so yeah, I was there at half a year, and then I still decided that maybe I would do the more gentle way. But yeah, what do you think about the Finnish parenting style? Is there such thing as Finnish parenting style, or how do you feel that like Finnish kids are raised, and how do they behave?
I think, I see it as quite permissive and calm. I actually asked some of my foreign friends about what are the things that they think of Finnish parenting. And it seemed that a very popular response was other moms kind of wondering, how do Finnish moms just let their babies, you know, have their tantrums in public places and just don't react to that? I thought that was like, I actually think it's true. I think in Finland, you know, moms just let their kids, you know, have their tantrums, cry it out in public places, but I don't see it as a negative thing, because in reality, I mean, what can you do? Your baby's having a tantrum, and you know, is it going to actually like help if you try to intervene? I don't know. Or for example, if you have a very small baby in a bus crying like crazy, you know, I think sometimes I even like heard somebody saying like, you can
you shut it up?
No, or just like, you know, take it to your laps, like you can hold it, but like, no, you can't take the baby in the bus, it needs to be in the stroller.
I've heard stories where people ask the mom to like leave the bus.
Yeah,
or the
yeah,
mom
yeah,
felt
exactly,
like that she
true.
Should leave the bus.
I
which
do
is...
like I definitely felt like I have left the bus so many times.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. No. Well, our kids weren't really crying much and so on, but I would never leave the bus. Like people can leave if they're bothered, but it's a baby. What should I do?
Yeah.
It's but yeah.
Well, I do have I tried like to calm them down and to breastfeed them and to like do whatever it needs because I felt so uncomfortable with them making such a noise in the bus where everyone else is quiet. I do understand, but I actually love that they with the tantrums, what can you do? You grab it and run away, but that won't actually
run
help
away,
the
I love
tantrum.
That. Now I'm imagining Rabia grabbing her two kids and running away.
Well, that's what I was doing. I was fleeing the scene.
Yeah. No, but, I had my daughter the other day, actually not too long ago, in Lidl, right in front of the cashier on the floor, screaming because there was no Elsa Mac left. Yes.
Oh.
Well, tough luck.
Yeah, but for me, if I think about kind of Finnish kids, I'm always reminded of how silent they are. At least in comparison to what my boys are. I really often noticed parents telling their kids, even at playgrounds, that don't be so loud, don't shout, talk, don't shout. And for me, that's super strange and kind of unnatural. I want my kids to be super loud and wild, of course, in some normal boundaries. Mm. But when they're at the playground, I want them to laugh loudly and to shout around and to have fun and not to think all the time, oh, I have to be silent because maybe somebody somewhere will hear me.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I agree with that. I have to remember that not all kids are like that, obviously. Also
of
Finnish
course
kids.
Not.
Also
of
Finnish
course
kids
not. No.
laughing, like,
yeah, but I
are
think,
really loud.
I think that
I
the kids are loud, but I think that the parents would like them to be not to be loud. That's the point.
That's
kinda
true.
Like of course, some kids don't obey, like my kids don't obey always, and then they're super loud.
Yeah.
But I just have the feeling that in Finland, everybody is supposed to be less
quiet.
Yes,
absolutely, like that.
And
I totally, even like in my other Finnish family, from my partner's side, I do see that everything needs to be calm.
Yeah, calm. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's true. It's a fun fact that I can maybe throw in now. When I met my partner and we started dating, and the first time when I came to visit him in Helsinki, and we were driving in a tram and we were sitting next to each other, and before we got on the tram, we were talking and everything. As soon as we were on the tram, we were completely silent, and I thought that he's mad at me, that I did something wrong or so. And as soon as we left the tram, he was his normal self. And I asked him about it, and he was like, we don't talk in trams. People don't talk here in trams. And we still do it like that most of the time, and I still, like now, 5.5 years later.
That is so weird, but that is so true.
That's so Finnish.
Oh my god.
that's true. I don't know, I think... I would say it's quite mixed. Like I see parents that practice attachment parenting on the one hand, but then on the other hand, there's also, I feel, lots of rules and then this punishment bribery thingy that you build those boards where you then put stickers when they did something good and then they get a gift and something like that.
It's
even like suggested in daycare and in Neuvola, and I'm like,
but that's really American as well. I think that comes from there.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet, and I'm not intending to.
I didn't even know that it's a thing in Finland.
Yeah. Oh my god! Yeah.
For
I've
potty training,
so
I've heard it with the stickers, but otherwise.
Yeah. Okay. Potty training.
Yeah.
How didn't I think about this before? Yeah, this is also a thing that. Oh my god.
But
like,
potty training is like fairly. It's also divided, I think. I think a lot of people let their kids run in diapers until, like, they're 3.
Yeah, here.
Yeah, me too. So convenient.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it is. But, the point was that then the others potty train really early. So it is very divided.
Yeah, I think so too. And, in general, I feel like parents are not so invasive that, that they don't immediately discipline or they as we said before, they maybe let the kids have the tantrums and that kids have a say, that they are not just bossed around. And Well, sometimes to some extent, actually, I feel that maybe they are the only, like the kids are the only ones that have a say, and that the parents are a little bit, but you always see just the picture in public, like,
true.
Difficult to tell.
Difficult
true.
To judge, yeah, based
and,
on what you see.
How about parenting in Finland? Has it shaped kind of your idea about parenting at all? And would you say that it's similar to the Finns or totally different? Katja, what about you?
Well, as we kind of established, I don't know, I hope the whole point of this episode like came through, is that there's a lot of different styles also in Finland, and every parent parents differently. And the whole beauty of parenting in Finland is that you can do exactly what you want to do and feel comfortable with it. And how it shaped my parenting, I think it just gave me the confidence to do exactly what I feel comfortable doing. And I think that's a really important, you know, aspect to how I feel about parenting right now.
Yeah, that's true.
That
yeah, the thing that I also like so much, that you're not at least not publicly judged. I don't know what they then talk about me behind my back. I don't care.
But they don't say it to your face.
But yeah, I think it also definitely had an effect on me. Like, I was raised very authoritarian. There's the word again. That's so difficult. And I saw that people here give their kids more choices, that they give them a voice, and that they are more attached to the kids than I was as a kid, I think. But yeah, then again, I don't have parenting experience from other countries. And yeah, I really like that. But I was also always sure that I didn't want my kids to rule over me in a way. We talked about it before, that I'm a fan of this need-based parenting, where we're looking at each family member's needs, so not only the kids, but also not only the parents. And as Eleonora said, that kids are expected to be rather quiet in public places. I think in Germany I would have not paid too much attention to that, but in here I do try, because it feels to me a little bit as like a matter of respect towards the other people who feel uncomfortable with it. So yeah,
with
basically
it, you
everyone.
Mean like by saying with it, do you mean like when your kids are shouting?
Yeah, on the especially on the bus. Like, we don't have a car, so we take buses quite often.
But that I agree with. Of course, when we're on the bus, I also are on tram or wherever public places. Overall, we try to teach them that you can't shout around because there's other people in this kind of situation, that they have to learn, okay, where is it okay to shout around, where it isn't okay to shout around, But for me, I think one thing that growing up in Croatia that I remember a lot is that parents shouted at their children a lot and dragged them around. It's a bit of something that we talked about already with the tantruming and so on, but even without tantrums, like, I can remember it was very authoritarian, sorry. The one thing that I don't want to do. And I've never ever seen that in Finland, actually. And it's something that I'm trying to achieve myself. Because especially now after the Corona spring, or during the Corona spring, I started to shout at the kids just as a way of kind of relieving my mental stress. And it's a really horrible feeling and I hate it. And I really don't want to be that parent. But it's something that kind of like I grew up with. Mm. And it's something that I want to not have my kids grow up around, and I really love seeing how parents in Finland kind of like just let their kids have the bad moments and let them express their feelings without shouting or kind of making them feel even worse or making them feel in any kind of
ashamed.
Way. They just ashamed or so, exactly. They just let them feel what they feel, even if it's a public setting.
Mm.
And I think that's great, because we are supposed to show however we feel, even if it's a public setting. If I feel like crying, I should be able to cry. As a 3-year-old or as a 30-year-old. And
in the supermarket at the cashier, because they don't have your favorite.
Exactly, they don't have my cookies, no.
But to conclude this episode, just gotta quickly mention this study that I found that was done in 2020. Actually, it was a master's thesis by a student of University of Jyväskylä. And it was on parenting in Finland, parenting styles in Finland. And it said that a quarter of Finnish parents are using that authoritative parenting style.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that were permissive and kind of average. That I didn't know what that means, but and permissive and neglectful. And neglectful is actually interesting because another some like piece of study that I found a long time ago was that it used to be the parenting style of our parents. And potentially that's one of the reasons a lot of Finnish people our age are so silent.
They're not
able to express their feelings, but that's one of the reasons why they really maybe want their kids to express their feelings.
I agree.
Yeah, this is the end already, but only of this episode. We hope you enjoyed it. We talked about parenting in Finland and how it influenced us. Next time we will start our series about being pregnant in Finland. The links for this episode you find all, as always, in the show notes. Talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.